Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from House. He's got quite a bit to say. So before I share a story, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T. Fitz. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from any of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back with the show. Here's what House has to say, and I quote, "Hi Sandman, I have a peculiar set of circumstances when it comes to dating slash hookups with modern women. I'm 31 years old, muscular, and 6'1". I'm a Caucasian male and have been naturally grounded on steroids to the max. I also have an IQ of 166. But my genius has never shown up on paper inside of the formal education system. It only shows up when it comes to advanced abstract thought and problem solving, and I understand people really well. The creative part of my brain functions equally well as the spatial part of it, so my left and right brain are constantly waging war against each other, which makes me naturally over-analytical, and bogs down my efficiency when doing every type of task. I also intermittently surge with intense energy without any stimulants in my body. Because of this, I have a real severe case of insomnia, which is comparable to what Stardust describes in his particular case. In high school, I got misdiagnosed as learning disabled from the time when I was in pre-K to the end of high school. After I graduated, in 2010, I decided to go into landscape construction for a career, as opposed to going off to D1 college. But I got zeroed out immediately as an end result of going into skilled trades, because of social currency-related reasons. But I really excel in skilled trades. My job involves a ton of advanced civil engineering and mechanical engineering. But in the 2010s, I had a lot of trouble making new friends. And I had a lot of trouble in the dating world, especially when it came to online dating sites like Bumble and Tinder, etc., as well as meeting women in person. I thought I was getting rejected because I was perceived to be ugly or something like that. But the deeper that I got into my 20s, the more my family, friends, and strangers, who'd never met me before, kept stating that I'm handsome, and they thought that I'd won the genetic lottery, even though I kept getting a negative response from women regardless. When I was 26 years of age, one of my friends recommended that I try my luck on a XXX dating website, in order to see if women on those types of websites would have a more positive reaction to me when compared to the other traditional ones that I previously mentioned. I was shocked at the contrast in the women's responses to me on those sites. I had thousands of women every single week reaching out to me, begging me to hook up with them. And these women's looks ranged from 4 to 10 to 10 out of 10. And their ages ranged anywhere from 18 years of old to 50 plus, and everything in between. Now I know in advance that you and other MGTOW listeners are going to say things like this: these women on the dating profiles are just a bunch of bots. And depending on the hookup site, you would be correct to a varying degree. But I conversed with some of these women on a multitude of these types of websites, and some of these sites were loaded with bots and fake dating profiles. However, I also noticed that there are actually quite a bit of real women with real dating profiles, and the responses were consistent with the female nature that you and so many others talk about. I would ask these so-called real women with real dating profiles abstract questions in order to see what their responses were. And if the response seemed really automated, then I assumed that it was a bot. And if their answer seemed natural, then I assumed that it was dealing with a real-life girl with a real-life dating profile. And the one with the natural answer I decided to converse with more and more. And I would intermittently converse with some of them over the course of 2 months. And we seemed to have excellent chemistry, in most cases. But after a while, I decided to see if they were interested in meeting me in real life. And 100% of their responses were all similar to each other. Their responses were derived from the following rough ballpark: "I love the idea of hooking up with you as far as concepts go, but you seem to be too perfect and therefore too good to be true. And I'm worried that if we hook up, then I'm going to catch feelings for you. And if that were to happen and we break up sometime after the fact, then I'm worried that I'll be suicidal once that happens. And I'm worried that I won't be able to bounce back from that psychological state once it happens. And that's what I'm worried about." This one girl even stated that she was scared to hook up with me because she thought I might potentially be a bad boy in disguise. And it really threw me off that a girl actually thought that I was a bad boy in disguise. I've never had anyone say that to me before. I didn't quite know what to make of these responses. But what do you think, Sandman? Can you please give me some clarity in regards to my unique set of dating circumstances? thanks in advance. Will House, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Many of those women you spoke to were clearly real and not bots, but most likely on those XXX websites, they were in places like the Philippines, paid $1 an hour to respond, maybe less. When the bots didn't work and you wanted a more complicated answer or conversation, then they'd take over. Anything to keep your subscription payments to such a website flowing. Look at the perfect excuse they used to get rid of you. It's the old, it's not you, you're perfect, it's me routine. Because if I dated you, I would risk becoming an alpha widow. Wah. In reality, if any of these women were in fact real and not bots, nor paid thoughts, then the only other explanation is that they just friend-zoned you to get as much attention as possible, before you decided to ask them out and they finally discarded you. As for your younger life and meeting women in real life, you were being rejected because of your personality, no doubt. You put out TMI, or too much information. Women are turned off by that, and potential friends don't have time to listen to you explain every single minute with regards to your thoughts. I suffer from that as well, in addition to intense energy levels without stimulants. You also have to be really careful with that sort of level of energy because it's going to mess your health up later on. Learn to spend time alone to calm your nerves. That level of energy also intimidates people, in that you as an adult have the same level of excitement and enthusiasm that a child might. I'm not going to lie to you, I got a bit annoyed that it took forever to get to your point, but I'm also super patient, and I've had to work over the years to get my point across as quickly as possible. I'd suggest you write a couple of pages about something you want to communicate every day, and then remove the redundant words and sentences from your writing. Over time, you'll start to speak with less words and convey meaning a lot quicker. It's a way to decomplexify, if that's even a word. If it counts for anything, I too was put in one of those tiny special people school buses until the second grade. I didn't even shine until I had a male teacher to order my mind and challenge me. It could be that your school environment was filled mostly with female teachers that didn't give you enough attention or things to do. Those kids surging with energy are said to have attention deficit or hyperactivity disorder, which is a fancy way of saying you're bored by the education system, and your brain wants to go faster, but they're trying to slow you down. I think they do it to destroy your self-confidence so you don't achieve too much in life, because they seem to want worker drones that all work at the same speed and intensity instead of free thinkers that work quickly. The school system is about certain results and not reflections. With regards to your dating situation, if you change the way that you speak and get your point across faster, women will probably find you more appealing. Women, when they see there's something wrong with you, they would avoid you in real life because they don't want to be embarrassed by other people seeing you with them. But the internet allows women to get attention from men they would never approach in real life. But in the virtual world, there's more abundant attention from beta males without the embarrassment. I suspect that if those women you were talking to were real, that's the way they saw you. A quick attention pick-me-up and that's all. All that talking you did, they didn't listen to what you were saying. They were just happy that you were constantly yapping to them because they saw it all as free attention. When you asked to meet them, suddenly they realized they'd have to pay the price for that attention through possible public embarrassment. So they moved on because there's an army of simps out there ready to keep feeding them more attention. As for your insomnia, when I was in high school, I wasn't able to sleep for hours and hours thinking about the next day. Today, the only way I sleep is by turning off all the alarms and phones and just letting my body wake up naturally when it wants to. I also sleep with earplugs, so I have a complete absence of sound in addition to the absence of thoughts. Try cognitive behavioral therapy for sleep. The YouTuber Wonder Hussy suffered 10 plus years of insomnia until she did cognitive behavioral therapy. But that only worked for a while, and today she eats cannabis edibles, and those help her get to sleep. But I don't know the longer-term consequences to that, so talk to a doctor. I just know it's important to clear your mind and stop thinking, and then you'll start sleeping. I know it's easier said than done, as I also have a mind like yours. If your lack of dating prospects are partially due to not having a university degree, then just lie about having a university degree to women. If you're as smart as you say you are, then tell them your degree didn't get you a high-paying job. So you did the smart thing and started working in a field that didn't require one. What are they going to do? A background check from your university. I also suspect it's not just about the degree women are attracted to, but also using it in your field to prove your high-level intellect. It looks like you're already doing so, so these women will never know. The dating market is better for educated men and worse for educated women. Education raises a man's prospects for love, but it ruins a woman's in general. There's also an element of social control. If you can commit to 4 years of school, then odds are you'll be able to commit to her. Plus, if a woman is with an educated man, then she can parade him around like a prize pony, with cocktail parties to impress the guest with his entertaining words. House, I suspect that with all the detail you shared, you're probably somewhat on the spectrum. Mild autism then helps you with your superior IQ, but it means you'll also have a hard time sleeping with women. They don't see high intelligence as much as they see male behavior that deviates from the norm. Women like to play it safe and go for men that all act the so-called prim and proper way, because it's the socially acceptable thing to do. I would suggest you try and do more dating offline, but I don't really know how feasible that is in today's digital world. Maybe now that COVID is coming to an end, use something like meetup.com to join various groups that have women in them, and see if you can meet women in the old-fashioned organic way. I know that since Tinder became big, about 50%+ of all relationships began online. Other than that, I don't really know what I can do, and you seem to have already exhausted all your options online. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to House for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women on XXX dating sites don't want you to smash them, they just want you to be the fantasy that talks dirty to them online. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men from being fooled by bots and paid-for thoughts or being friend-zoned on dating sites away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.